Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about flexing in the programming world. Buckle up, folks. This is going to be a wild ride.
I'm all ears. It sounds like we're diving into the often unspoken, but very real, world of developer ego.
Right. This piece throws shade on everything from coding style to operating systems, with a healthy dose of self-awareness, I might add. Remember that story about the VS Code theme and the NeoVim Flex? Classic.
Oh, the arch Linux user in his Tesla. Peak programmer flex. But the content goes deeper than just anecdotes. It hits on the core struggle, imposter syndrome versus superiority complex. It's a constant tug of war.
Absolutely. And the complexity flex? Turning a simple JavaScript function into a monster nobody understands. Been there, done that. Though, hopefully not to that extreme.
But it's not just code, right? The money flex. Oh boy, the money flex. From entry-level developers to billionaire crypto bros, it's a never-ending ladder of comparison.
Don't even get me started on the Vim versus VS Code debate. That's a holy war, right there.
But the ultimate flex? The Amish programmer. Dropping out of the digital rat race entirely. Kind of makes all the other flexing seem a bit pointless, doesn't it?
It does. It's a reminder that there's more to life than lines of code and GitHub stars. But let's be honest, we all love a good flex, now and then. The GitHub contributions chart, the Xfang engineer title, it's all part of the fun.
Speaking of fun, what about the domain name hoarding? Best SEO backlink tool.net. Genius. It's like a digital land grab.
Totally. It's a whole ecosystem of flexing, and this piece captures it perfectly, from the subtle to the outrageous. I love how it even calls out the influencer flex, with its terrible advice and Elon Musk cameos.
It's satire, but it's satire rooted in truth. We see these flexes all the time, and sometimes, let's be honest, we're guilty of them ourselves.
Guilty as charged. But ultimately, the Amish programmer has the last laugh. It's a reminder to not take ourselves too seriously. Thanks for joining us for this insightful and hopefully entertaining discussion on programmer flexing. Until next time, keep coding and keep it real.
Goodbye.